The Avondale Health Retreat. Again and again in 1897 and 1898, Ellen White had mentioned the dire need of a small hospital in Corranbong. Writing on April 21, 1899, she made the situation plain. Sister MacIntyre is nurse and physician for all the region roundabout. She has been called upon to treat the most difficult cases, and with complete success. We have at times made our house a hospital, where we have taken in the sick and cared for them. I have not time to relate the wonderful cures wrought, not by the dosing with drugs, but by the application of water. W.C. White pointed out why the particular need existed, with no physician living nearer than Newcastle, 25 miles distant, it is impossible to secure proper attention for the sick, even when the sufferers can afford to pay the usual charges. In the case of emergencies, the city hospitals were just too far away, 13 WCW, p. 84. During this time, Sarah, working night and day with the sick, was nearly dead with exhaustion. Ellen White earnestly declared, "We want that hospital so much." On March 26, the newly appointed board of the Corranbong Hospital held its first meeting and organized the work. Its objectives were set forth by W.C. White. The purpose in view is to provide a place in which to properly treat the sick of the neighborhood, a convalescent home for the Sydney Sanitarium patients, and a health retreat for worn and weary aged workers in the cause. A place to accommodate about 30 to 40 persons will be the ultimate capacity. Minus 13 WCW, p. 70. Earlier in the month, a self-appointed group, A. G. Daniels, Dr. Edgar Caro, Ellen G. White, W. C. White, Iram James, and Sarah MacIntyre, had driven over the school grounds and had selected a likely site near the entrance to the school grounds from the Maitland Road. There were 19 acres comprising the site thought to be most suitable. In early April, work began, and Ellen White wrote to Elder and Mrs. Haskell. "We are now at work on the hospital ground. We are securing volunteers to clear at least 2 or 3 acres. Today the students from the school under Brother Palmer's direction will make a bee to help in this work. I expect to speak today to those who shall work on the hospital ground. A dinner is to be prepared by the school, and served on the grounds for the whole school family, making the occasion a kind of picnic in the open air. We are trying to make every move possible to advance. This hospital must now be erected without delay. If the Lord favors us, we shall put up a 2-story building, and several small houses around it for patients sent out from the Sydney Hospital." Regarding finances, she wrote, "As yet we have received not quite $1,000 for the hospital. The appeals sent to America have not yet brought returns. Dr. Kellogg states that if I say so, he will raise $5,000 from our people." The terms Kellogg proposed were unacceptable to Ellen White. A short time later she wrote to John Wessels that she had directed that everything she had in America should be sold, which would provide but little, but it would help. This was just the time the school was suffering so severely for want of money and Elder Daniels was in Melbourne and Adelaide seeking relief. A few months later, at the union conference session held in Corranbong when the building was under construction, Ellen White reviewed the experience, and told of the part played by repeated visions given to her relating to the health retreat. "In the night season I was looking at a building. 'What is this?' I asked. 'The building in which you shall take care of the sick and suffering.' 'But,' I said, 'I did not know that we had such a building.' 'No,' was the answer, 'but you must have it. This building presented was very nearly like the building now being erected here. The building is so placed that it will get all the sunshine possible, not only in the sleeping rooms, but in the rooms where the patients sit. The sun is God's doctor, which brings health and strength, purifying and giving color to the blood, and we must have it.' It was objected that the building would be askew with the road. 'Askew let it be,' I said. 'That building must be where it will get the sunshine, in whatever position it is. The building is just right as it now is. It will get the sunshine, and I am well pleased with it. U.C.R., July 26, 1899. In late April, when the decisions were being made, Ellen White told, in a letter to Dr. Kellogg, of the committee meeting held on the site. Some sat on the trunk of a freshly cut eucalyptus tree. She and Sarah sat first in her carriage and then on cushions on the ground. They all debated the way the building would face so as to get the sunshine. She presented redrawn plans that she, Sarah, and Miss Peck had spent 2 days preparing, putting the rooms in the most favorable position. Then the committee knelt among the eucalyptus logs and sought heaven's guidance. She at first feared that the arguments for appearance would prevail. She told Dr. Kellogg, "The matter came out all right. The building will be blessed with plenty of sunshine." Again in the night season light came as the committee, so pressed financially, considered a plan that would cut the size of the building down by 4 feet. But a building was presented to me, tall and narrow and disproportionate. I asked what building that was. One came forward and said, "That is the structure that will appear if you take out 4 feet." I said, "This must not be. Give the full size and merely enclose the building, finishing off a few rooms, but it must not be made smaller." Thus God guided in the planning stage. Writing of this project to his brother Edson on May 9, W.C. White stated, "Tomorrow we shall begin to dig the foundations and hope to have it enclosed in time to form a shelter for the delegates to the Union Conference, which is appointed to open July 6th.
-13 WCW, p. 142.
The scarcity of funds delayed the work, and they were disappointed in having the building serve as they had hoped. On September 11th, Ellen White wrote to an old friend, Mrs. Josephine Goetzian, "I am much burdened regarding the dearth of means which delays the opening of our Avondale Health Retreat. The principal part of the building is up, roofed, floored, and enclosed, but it is not plastered. And we are losing precious time, which ought to be filled with effective work in behalf of those for whom this building is erected." Mrs. Goetzian responded with a gift of $1,000, which helped spur the work along. One gift brought from Ellen White a recognition of sacrifice. It was a dime given by a child in America, and it called forth a tender thank you note. "My little sister Elsie Wilson, I thank you for your precious offering. It is a small sum, but it is more precious in the sight of God than a large sum given grudgingly. If all the little children would present their dimes to the Lord as you have done, little rivulets would be set flowing which would swell into a large river. The Lord looks with pleasure upon the little children who deny themselves, that they may make an offering to Him. The Lord was pleased with the poor widow who put her 2 mites into the treasury, because she gave all that she had, and gave it with a willing heart. Sister White appreciates your words. This is all I have, but I want to help Sister White, and the Lord is pleased. God is made glad when the little ones become laborers together with Jesus, who loved the little children and took them in His arms and blessed them. He will bless your gift to Him. In love, E. G. White." The Union Conference record dated January 1, 1900, carried an announcement of plans for the dedication of the Avondale Health Retreat on December 27, and stated that it would be open for boarders December 28 and be fully prepared to treat the sick on January 1, 1900.